video, I want to discuss a regular enough issue that arises in the workplace, and that's to do with the conflict between the employees' data protection or data privacy rights and the entitlement or right of the employer to use CCTV in the workplace. There's a recent decision there in February of 2020 from the High Court concerning this issue, and it's an interesting case. They've written about it on my website, employmentrightsireland.com. It's called Doolan versus the Data Protection Commission. Doolan worked in, I think, Our Lady's Hospice in Harold's Cross, and I'm not sure whether he's still there or not, but he was disciplined in the workplace. The background to it was there was graffiti being posted, offensive graffiti being posted in the premises or in a particular room in the employer's, and the Gardaí advised the employer to check the CCTV to see who had access to the room in question. It turned out that Doolan had access to the room in question and was subsequently disciplined, not for the graffiti issue, but for taking unauthorized absences. In other words, he was seen going to and coming from this room on a number of occasions. The employer carried out a disciplinary procedure and disciplined Doolan for the unauthorized absences. However, the employer used the CCTV as part of the evidence against Doolan and against him in terms of the allegation that he had to face, that is, the unauthorized absences. Now, the policy at the time in the workplace was that CCTV footage was being used only for the purpose of health and safety and security. And Doolan then appealed because he was disciplined. It was a disciplinary matter. It wasn't a security issue. It wasn't a health and safety issue. And they relied on the CCTV, and he claimed that the employer wasn't entitled to do so. He appealed it and was unsuccessful. He appealed it to the Data Protection Commission, the Office of the Data Protection Commission in Ireland. They found against him. And they found against him on the basis that the CCTV was gathered and processed for security reasons. And they apparently didn't accept that the further processing of the CCTV was for disciplinary reasons, and held that it was acceptable insofar as the original gathering of the data of the CCTV was for security reasons. Doolan wasn't happy with this, and he went to the Circuit Court. At the Circuit Court, he lost again, and the Circuit Court agreed with the Office of the Data Protection Commission. However, Doolan, being a determined individual, appealed to the High Court, and the High Court found in his favour and overturned the decision of the Circuit Court and the Office of the Data Protection Commission, and basically held that if the employer wanted to use the CCTV in disciplinary proceedings in the workplace, then employees had a right to be told that, and told that in advance. They had told employees that CCTV was used for security purposes and health and safety. And that was it. And on that basis, the High Court found in favour of Doolan. Now, the High Court found also that it appeared, I think, that the employer changed the policy later on to include disciplinary situations. And the High Court, I think, held in their finding, in the judgment, that had that been the case at the time that Doolan was subject to it, then it would have been acceptable, because the purpose for which they gathered the CCTV was consistent with what was set out in the data gathering policy set out in the workplace. It's an interesting case. It's Doolan versus the Irish Data Protection Commission. You can read about it on my website, employmentrightsireland.com. And incidentally, an unusual feature of the decision of the High Court, and which they commented on, was that the legislation doesn't actually prescribe what is to happen if a person like Doolan is successful with an appeal. In other words, the appeal was granted, he was successful, the decision of the Circuit Court and the Office of Data Protection Commission were overturned. However, the High Court wasn't clear as to what it could order then on foot of its decision. So I think it was sending the case back, or the matter back, to the Office of the Data Protection Commission, and presumably it might expect the Office of Data Protection Commission to issue a different decision and a different finding. I'm not 100% about that. It's an interesting case though, and it is another one of these cases where there is a balance to be struck, a balance to be weighed up between the employer's right to security and health and safety and use CCTV in the workplace, and the employee's right to privacy and data protection. It's not an absolute right, neither party has an absolute right. There's always a weighing up and a balancing of the competing rights, and that's what happened in this case. Doolan versus the Irish Data Protection Commission. It's a February 2020 decision, and you can find it on my website, employmentrightsireland.com. If you find this video useful, you might give it a thumbs up down below, and if this sort of thing floats your boat, you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. I explain Irish law, Irish business in plain language as best I can, and I think you might find it useful.